KansasPublic2025.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. It's 6 o'clock.
Good morning. As the investigation into the MODUS...
New York.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says his country's security service struck a major oil terminal in Russia. He says it's an attempt to weaken what he calls the Kremlin's war machine. NPR's Joanna Kikissis reports from Kyiv.
Speaking in a video address on Sunday, Zelensky claimed Ukrainian forces damaged the Russian oil terminal in Primorsk, the largest on the Baltic Sea. We have significantly restricted Russia's oil industry, and this significantly restricts the war, Zelensky said. He added that Russia's oil, gas, and other energy resources fuel the Kremlin's war, literally and economically. His comments come after a Russian drone violated the airspace of Romania, which borders Ukraine. It's the second time in a week that Russian drones have violated the airspace of NATO countries. Ukraine is urging its allies to further sanction Russian oil and those who buy it. Joanna Kikissis, NPR News, Kyiv.
On Wall Street, Dow futures are trading higher at this hour. This is NPR News in Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Two people were seriously injured in a fiery crash southwest of Lawrence yesterday afternoon. It occurred around 1:30 on U.S. 56 near Globe. The Lawrence Times reports an SUV traveling westbound hit a truck that it was attempting to pass. The SUV rolled over and the truck, which was hauling a trailer, went into a ditch, hit a stone wall, and caught fire. Other drivers stopped to render assistance. Two people in the truck are hospitalized with serious injuries. The driver of the SUV and two children were treated at the scene and released. Kansas education leaders have released new charts that will allow districts to roughly compare this year's state test scores to those from last year. Suzanne Perez reports.
Officials had previously warned that year-over-year comparisons would not be possible because of redesigned tests and all-new cut scores. But Matt Copeland with the University of Kansas Testing Center says new concordance tables will help districts continue to measure progress.
We haven't shifted from apples to oranges. If I had to give a better metaphor, we've gone from a red delicious apple to a Honeycrisp apple.
The 16 tables show linked scores for each grade level and subject. Test officials say they should not be used to compare individual student scores from one grade to the next. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Lawrence has the best-tasting tap water in Kansas. At least that's what the Kansas section of the American Water Works Association and the Kansas Water Environment Association believe. They've named the water that comes from Clinton Lake the best in the state. The Lawrence Journal-World reports it's a huge achievement for the Lawrence Municipal Services and Operations Department. In 2021, the city had to treat the water multiple times to get rid of an unpleasant taste and odor caused by algae. For the first time since 2014, the Kansas City Chiefs are off to an 0-2 start to the season. That after a 20-17 loss to the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday at Arrowhead Stadium. Greg Eklund has more.
In 2014, Alex Smith was the Chiefs' starting quarterback. The start to this season is unexplored territory for Patrick Mahomes since he became the Chiefs' starting quarterback in 2018. But Mahomes says the Chiefs are accustomed to meeting similar challenges.
I think the guys that we have in this locker room will go back to work with that mindset of we're going to continue to work even harder so that when we step on that field this next time, we can find a way to win in those big moments like we have it this first 2 weeks.
When the Chiefs were on the verge of scoring, Mahomes was intercepted early in the fourth quarter. The Eagles then marched downfield for a touchdown that put the game out of reach. I'm Greg Eklund.
Kansas City did beat Philadelphia in baseball yesterday. Royals beat the Phillies 10-3. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, but with a 20% chance of showers. before 9 a.m. and again after 3 p.m. In Lawrence, it's mostly cloudy, 68 degrees right now. The time is 6:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR.
To refuse to go on the record about the Charlie Kirk assassination because of the public vilification that's flared up against anyone saying anything critical about Kirk's legacy. That's why Miles asked NPR to use his first name only to re-air his comment on Boston member station GBH's midday talk show.
Kirk himself was a part of the political project that was trying to take dignity away from many people in this country. Nobody should face violence for speech like this, but I think that is being flattened in our appraisal of this.
Jesse Williams never paid attention to Kirk before he was killed, but since his death, Williams has been listening back to Kirk's old interviews. Williams disagrees with a lot Kirk had to say, but says Kirk deserved to be heard.
This is a sorrowful period of time, and I'm fearful, actually. Who knows where this is going to go?
Charlie Kirk was a complicated individual, noted Williams. Reaction to his death is complicated, too.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. We come to you from the University of Kansas on 91.5 in Lawrence and 89.7 in Emporia. Coming up on Morning Edition, President Trump has long had a fascination with the British royal family.
Trump has praised monarchical government and, in fact, shared pictures online of himself imagined as a king.
This week, Trump will make an unprecedented second state visit to the United Kingdom. More on that in about 15 minutes on Morning Edition. Weather forecast for today, there's a slight, i.e. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 o'clock this morning, and again the same 20% chance after 3 p.m. this afternoon. In between, though, mostly sunny with high temperatures today near 92 degrees. In Lawrence right now, mostly cloudy, 68, Topeka cloudy skies, and 68 degrees.
I'm Rebecca Kesby, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, the devastating impact US aid cuts have had on Afghan women. The Qatari Prime Minister wants Israel punished for its attack last week, but how? And will Spain boycott the Eurovision Song Contest if Israel is not expelled?
Listen to the BBC NewsHour. It begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR.
Darks. Nick, to say to this guy,
I just thank you for a robust career. Without you, you know, I don't know what I would have. Certainly, my next three or four movies wouldn't have been those same movies because Jaws gave me the chance to make anything I wanted to make. It kicked my ass for 9 months, but it gave me a lifetime career.
Jaws the Exhibition just opened at the Academy Museum of Motion Pictures in Los Angeles and will run through the next beach season. Corey Turner, NPR News, Amity Island.
This is NPR News.
When President Trump heads to the UK for a summit this week, he'll be not too far from the place where his mother's journey to America began.
It is primarily a rags to riches. Mary Ann basically left with a plastic bag under her arm. Very little money.
I'm Mary Louise Kelly. We take you to the Isle of Lewis, home to President Trump's mom, on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered. It begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, mostly sunny, just a 20% chance of showers this morning and later this afternoon. Highs today near 92. It's 6:30.
events of last week are going to be a core memory for all.
But here's what else I will always remember about last week. I witnessed people choose love in the face of hate.
Pastor Smith says congregants are helping and supporting each other to process the tragic events that happen in their backyards. Marisa Peñalosa, NPR News, Orem, Utah.
This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The city of Overland Park says it won't change its DEI policies even after accepting a federal grant that requires it to do so. The Sentinel reports the city recently accepted a $500,000 grant from the Department of Transportation to enhance the city's walkability and bikeability. However, as is the case with most grants from the Trump administration, it requires the city to end all diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. But Overland Park City Manager Lori Curtis Luther told the Sentinel there will be no change to the city's DEI programs. Kansas farmers are hurting after China's retaliatory tariffs on the United States closed the biggest market for the state's biggest crop. Kaylin Moore reports.
Kansas is the king of sorghum, producing more bushels of the drought-resistant grain than any other state. Farmers say because of the rain, their crops look better than they have in years. But now there are not many buyers. China accounts for 90% of sorghum exports. In response to the U.S. tariffs, China has made Brazil and Australia as its new sorghum sources. Amy France, Scott City farmer and chair of the National Sorghum Producers, says this has farmers' attention.
We've been building those relationships with China for over 15 years. When we hear that, our ears perk and we hone in on that.
In 2022, the price of sorghum was over $6 per bushel. Today, it's under $3. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Schools across Kansas have started receiving the results of state tests that were administered to students last spring. State officials also released new charts that will help schools compare scores from this year's test to the 2024 test results. Matt Copeland is a data analyst with the University of Kansas Center that helped develop the new tests. He says the concordance tables will help districts continue to measure progress after the redesign.
It really is going to help educators and stakeholders around the state to be able to make some rough comparisons between the old assessment and the new assessment.
State education officials had previously warned that a year-to-year comparison would not be possible. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, but with a 20% chance of showers before 9 a.m. and after 3 p.m. High temperatures today will be around 92 degrees. The time is 6:34.
Support for NPR comes from
Those resources like bed space and a staff's attention can only stretch so far before patients begin to notice. In the Rio Grande Valley, I'm Sam Whitehead.
Sam is with our partner, KFF Health News. This is NPR News.
Don't let your aging RV take you for a ride. KPR's vehicle donation program will gladly take it off your hands so we can help fund the news and music programming you enjoy. Donate your car, truck, boat, or RV online at kansaspublicradio.org.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Coming up on Morning Edition, social media influencers claim that using lotion with magnesium promotes sleep. But that's not how magnesium works. We'll hear more about this in about 12 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas, reminding listeners to visit a dentist regularly. Dentists can be found at deltadentalks.com/find.
Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, but with a slight chance of showers this morning and again later this afternoon. 20% chance, the National Weather Service says. High temperatures today around 92 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, but a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows overnight around 66. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, but again, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures tomorrow near 91 degrees. In Lawrence right now, mostly cloudy, 68 degrees. It's 6:44.
NPR brings you to where the stories are.
Our colleague Leila Fadel is in Syria learning some of the secrets of a
government. His family's farm is mostly corn and soybeans. He's also president of the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association.
An exhibit at a museum in Nuuk, Greenland's capital. Our co-host Juana Summers takes us there.
This is NPR.
Cares if you get embarrassed, you know.
Now, Manolita, the Emmys are on CBS. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert is also on CBS, and CBS recently canceled his show. So when his show won for Outstanding Talk Series, what did Colbert have to say?
Well, you know, Stephen Colbert had been the favorite going into the ceremony, and even his fellow nominees, Jon Stewart and Jimmy Kimmel, were rooting for him. You know, on his show, Colbert regularly skewers President Donald Trump. And some people in the industry thought his show getting canceled was politically calculated, though the network said it was purely financial. But in his acceptance speech, Colbert thanked CBS, and he said this.
My friends, I have never loved my country more desperately. God bless America. Stay strong. Be brave. And if the elevator tries to bring you down, go crazy and punch a higher floor.
Woo! Colbert told reporters that the tradition of comedy variety show, which stretches back to Jack Benny and vaudeville, will continue.
All right, that's NPR's Mandalit Del Barco. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Coming up on Morning Edition in about 10 minutes, we'll get the latest news from NPR. And from the KPR newsroom, what's happening around the world as it unfolds with explanation and reaction, exploring exactly what's happened and why. In a nutshell, that is the BBC's Outside Source. Join us Monday through Friday mornings from 10 to noon for Outside Source. That's on KPR2.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting new dance partners with KC Ballet, Owen Cox Dance Group, Storling Dance Theater, and Regina Klenyoski Dance Company, September 19th and 20th. More at jccc.edu/mtc.
Well, the Eagles beat the Chiefs yesterday, 20-17, but the Royals did beat the Phillies in Philadelphia yesterday, 10-3. Royals are off today, back home to open a three-game series against the Mariners tomorrow night. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, but with a 20% chance of showers this morning before 9 o'clock and this afternoon after 3 o'clock. High temperatures today near 92. Tonight, mostly clear, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight. Lows around 66. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. Again, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow near 91. In Lawrence at the moment, mostly cloudy, 68. Topeka, mostly cloudy and 68. It's 9 minutes before 7.
This is Morning Edition from
In psychology and culture, and you also just have quite a lot of it.
He agrees. Magnesium lotion probably won't hurt you, except possibly, he says, in the pocketbook. Katie Riddle, NPR News.
Support for NPR health coverage comes from AG1, introducing AGZ, a nightly drink designed to support the body's natural sleep cycle with herbs, adaptogens, and minerals. More at drinkagz.com.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm A. Martinez.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming right up on Morning Edition, latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, mostly sunny, but with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 a.m. and again after 3 p.m. Highs today near 92 degrees. It's 7 o'clock.
Holds a key two-day meeting this week. All eyes will be on the Fed as it's expected to cut interest rates amid ongoing pressure from the White House. NPR's Maria Aspen reports.
The Federal Reserve is widely expected to lower the cost of borrowing, and investors are already celebrating. All three major U.S. stock indices hit record highs last week, despite mounting concerns over the health of the U.S. economy. The Fed has been trying to cool inflation by keeping interest rates relatively high. But now it's also trying to shore up the job market, which is showing signs of weakness, and cutting rates could help. The decision will also be closely watched for political reasons. The Fed is supposed to be independent, but President Trump is trying to exert more control over it and has been pressuring the Fed to lower rates for months. Maria Aspen, NPR News, New York.
Parts of Eastern Europe remain on edge after more than a dozen Russian drones entered Polish airspace last week. President Trump suggested the move may have been a mistake, but speaking on ABC's This Week, Texas Republican Michael McCaul said he disagrees.
With all deference to the president, I don't think that was a mistake. I think Putin is testing the resolve of NATO. He wants to see how NATO reacts, how Poland reacts. The good news is Poland had a great response. They shot him down.
Poland and Romania scrambled fighter jets on Saturday amid fears of further drone attacks linked to the war in Ukraine. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Two people were seriously injured in a fiery crash southwest of Lawrence yesterday afternoon. It occurred around 1:30 on U.S. 56 near the town of Globe. The Lawrence Times reports an SUV traveling westbound hit a truck that it was attempting to pass. The SUV rolled over, and the truck, which was hauling a trailer, went into a ditch, hit a stone wall, and caught fire. Other drivers stopped to render assistance. Two people in the truck are hospitalized with serious injuries. The driver of the SUV and two children were treated at the scene and released. Kansas education leaders have released new charts that will allow districts to roughly compare this year's state test scores to those from last year. Suzanne Perez reports.
Officials had previously warned that year-over-year comparisons would not be possible because of redesigned tests and all new cut scores. But Matt Copeland with the University of Kansas Testing Center says new concordance tables will help districts continue to measure progress.
We haven't shifted from apples to oranges. If I had to give a better metaphor, we've gone from a red delicious apple to a Honeycrisp apple.
The 16 tables show linked scores for each grade level and subject. Test officials say they should not be used to compare individual student scores from one grade to the next. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Lawrence has the best-tasting tap water in Kansas. At least that's what the Kansas section of the American Water Works Association and the Kansas Water Environment Association say. They've named the water that comes from Clinton Lake the best in the state. The Lawrence Journal-World reports it's a huge achievement for the Lawrence Municipal Services and Operations Department. In 2021, the city had to treat the water multiple times to get rid of an unpleasant taste and odor caused by algae. For the first time since 2014, the Kansas City Chiefs are off to an 0-2 start on the season. That after a 20-17 loss to the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday. Greg Eklin has the story.
In 2014, Alex Smith was the Chiefs' starting quarterback. The start to this season is unexplored territory for Patrick Mahomes since he became the Chiefs' starting quarterback in 2018. But Mahomes says the Chiefs are accustomed to meeting similar challenges.
I think the guys that we have in this locker room will go back to work with that mindset of we're going to continue to work even harder so that when we step on that field this next time, we can find a way to win in those big moments like we have it this first 2 weeks.
When the Chiefs were on the verge of scoring, Mahomes was intercepted early in the fourth quarter. The Eagles then marched downfield for a touchdown that put the game out of reach. I'm Greg Eklund.
Royals did win. They beat the Phillies in Philadelphia yesterday 10-3. It's a football score. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, but with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 a.m. and again after 3 p.m. High temperatures today near 92 degrees. In Lawrence right now, mostly cloudy, 67 degrees. The time is 7:07.
Support for NPR comes from
in the public.
In January, after a misdemeanor arrest for misusing 911, a judge released Brown on a written promise to appear in court and ordered a mental health evaluation. His family said he was schizophrenic. Some writers, like Dio Fabula, say they're more alert.
I'd rather sit with my back against the wall, nobody behind me. Yeah, that's why I'm sitting here.
He wants leaders to stop pointing fingers and work together.
I don't think we can pick and choose who's responsible. It's everybody's responsibility.
According to his lawyer, Brown is undergoing a psychological evaluation. Meanwhile, federal agencies are involved in the investigation. Zarutska's family has asked the media not to show video of her killing. For NPR News, I'm Nick Della Canale in Charlotte.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Kansas City Monarchs, presenting the return of the KC Blues and Jazz Festival, October 3rd and 4th at Legends Field, featuring Stanley Clark and more. Event details at monarchsbaseball.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Coming up, multi-billionaire Elon Musk may soon see his wealth grow significantly. And that doesn't sit well with some government policy experts.
Income inequality is completely out of control, and it really distorts both capitalism and democracy.
More on the possibility of Musk becoming the world's first trillionaire. That's in about 15 minutes on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the ROM Trio, a two trumpet and piano family ensemble, Sunday, September 28, 2 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, but with a 20% chance of showers before 9 a.m. and again after 3 p.m. High temperatures today near 92 degrees, mostly clear overnight with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows around 66. Tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly sunny. Again, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. High temperatures tomorrow near 91. In Lawrence right now, mostly cloudy, 67 degrees.
I'm Rebecca Kesby, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, the devastating impact US aid cuts have had on Afghan women. The Qatari Prime Minister wants Israel punished for its attack last week, but how? And will Spain boycott the Eurovision Song Contest if Israel is not expelled?
The BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR.
When President Trump heads to the UK for a summit this week, he'll be not too far from the place where his mother's journey to America began.
It is primarily a rags to riches. Mary Ann basically left with a plastic bag under her arm. Very little money.
I'm Mary Louise Kelly. We take you to the Isle of Lewis, home to President Trump's mom, on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes your way this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, from 3 to 7 right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom, it's 7:30.
They were being very cooperative. So this person who's called a roommate in the suspect's probable cause affidavit was also, quote, the governor here, a boyfriend who was transitioning from male to female. We don't know any more than that right now, or whether transgender rights had anything to do with Kirk's assassination.
This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The city of Overland Park says it won't change its DEI policies even after accepting a federal grant that requires it to do so. The Sentinel reports the city recently accepted a $500,000 grant from the Department of Transportation to enhance the city's walkability and bikeability. However, as is the case with most grants from the Trump administration, it requires the city to end all diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. but Overland Park City Manager Lori Curtis Luther told the Sentinel there will be no change to the city's DEI programs. Kansas farmers are hurting after China's retaliatory tariffs on the United States closed the biggest market for the state's biggest crop, Kaylin Moore reports.
Kansas is the king of sorghum, producing more bushels of the drought-resistant grain than any other state. Farmers say because of the rain, their crops look better than they have in years. But now there are not many buyers. China accounts for 90% of sorghum exports. In response to the U.S. tariffs, China has made Brazil and Australia as its new sorghum sources. Amy France, Scott City farmer and chair of the National Sorghum Producers, says this has farmers' attention.
We've been building those relationships with China for over 15 years. When we hear that, our ears perk and we hone in on that.
In 2022, the price of sorghum was over $6 per bushel. Today, it's under $3. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Schools across Kansas have started receiving the results of state tests that were administered to students last spring. State officials also released new charts that will help schools compare scores from this year's test to the 2024 tests at each subject and grade level. Matt Copeland is a data analyst with the University of Kansas Center that helped develop the new tests. He says the concordance tables will help districts continue to measure progress after the redesign.
It really is going to help educators and stakeholders around the state to be able to make some rough comparisons between the old assessment and the new assessment.
State education officials had previously warned that a year-to-year comparison would not be possible. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, but with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9 a.m. and again after 3 p.m. High temperatures today near 92.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Thank you for your time and your insights.
Thank you very much.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up in about 10 minutes on Morning Edition, we'll get the latest figures on retail sales tomorrow from the Census Bureau. But ahead of that, the National Retail Federation released its own data showing retail sales grew 0.5% in August. Sales were up nearly 7% year on year, even as prices increased. So what does all this tell us about the overall health of the economy? We'll find out in about 10 minutes on the Marketplace Morning Report. Yes, the Chiefs did lose to the Eagles yesterday, but the Royals beat the Phillies, beat them in Philadelphia 10-3. Royals are off today. They are back home to open a three-game series against the Mariners tomorrow night. Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, but with a 20% chance of showers this morning and again this afternoon. High temperatures today near 92 degrees. Tonight, mostly clear, but with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows overnight around 66. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, but with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow near 91. In Lawrence right now, cloudy skies, 68 degrees. Topeka cloudy and 68. Manhattan's partly cloudy and 66. It's 7:44.
I'm Layla Faldin, a bit behind on the news. No sweat, we got you.
Okay, so just remind us, who is suing the government here?
What do you know about this executive action?
So how are conservatives...
Sorry for having me.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Ian Martinez.
And I'm Michelle Martin.
Support for KPR comes from the Kaw Valley Farm Tour, an opportunity to explore 33 farms and 6 heritage sites throughout the Kaw River Valley. Activities for the whole family, October 4th and 5th. Details at kawvalleyfarmtour.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition from the University of Kansas on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up in 10 minutes on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR Newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia today, listen for Appalachia. Not Appalachian Spring, but Appalachia, an American Rhapsody by the British composer Frederick Delius. He wrote it over 100 years ago when he was teaching violin in Danville, Virginia. Also this morning, a double mandolin concerto, a Mozart symphony, and a Beethoven piano sonata. Lots of good stuff on the Classical Morning Show today from 9 till noon. If you're listening to KPR 2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Support for Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lead Center presenting Tina, the Tina Turner musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other, Tuesday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu. Forecast for today, 20% chance of showers before 9 o'clock this morning, 20% chance of showers after 3 o'clock this afternoon. In between, mostly sunny, with a high around 92 degrees. It's 9 minutes before 8.
From APM, American Public Media.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Good morning from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258 BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Also online all the time at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. It's 8 o'clock.
Analysis by NPR. Tony Gonzalez from member station WPLN reports tensions remain high after the assassination of the conservative activist.
An assistant dean at Middle Tennessee State University posted, quote, "hate begets hate, zero sympathy" about Kirk's death and was fired. The university president said the post undermined the university's credibility. At Cumberland University outside Nashville, a professor and staff member were fired over what administrators called their inappropriate posts. The school also canceled a talk by journalist Matthew Dowd, who was fired by MSNBC over his commentary. And in Nashville, two emergency workers are on leave over social posts about Kirk. In some cases, prominent Republicans have drawn attention to the posts and applied pressure. For NPR News, I'm Tony Gonzalez in Nashville.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is wrapping up his two-day trip to Israel. Speaking alongside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem today, Rubio outlined what he says it would take to end the war in Gaza.
It ends by eliminating the people who did it, by ending them as a threat. It ends by releasing every single hostage, both living and deceased. There should never have been a hostage. There should not be a hostage now. And then, when all of that is done, then we can begin the work, I hope, internationally.
Rubio says they also discussed last week's Israeli airstrikes against Hamas leaders in Doha. Meanwhile, Arab leaders are meeting today to talk about a response to the airstrikes. This is NPR News in Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Two people were seriously injured in a fiery crash southwest of Lawrence yesterday afternoon. It occurred around 1:30 on U.S. 56 near Globe. The Lawrence Times reports an SUV traveling westbound hit a truck that it was attempting to pass. The SUV rolled over and the truck, which was hauling a trailer, went into a ditch, hit a stone wall, and caught fire. Other drivers stopped to render assistance. Two people in the truck are hospitalized with serious injuries. The driver of the SUV and two children were treated at the scene and released. Kansas education leaders have released new charts that will allow districts to roughly compare this year's state test scores to those from last year. Suzanne Perez reports.
Officials had previously warned that year-over-year comparisons would not be possible because of redesigned tests and all new cut scores. But Matt Copeland with the University of Kansas Testing Center says new concordance tables will help districts continue to measure progress.
We haven't shifted from apples to oranges. If I had to give a better metaphor, We've gone from a Red Delicious apple to a Honeycrisp apple.
The 16 tables show linked scores for each grade level and subject. Test officials say they should not be used to compare individual student scores from one grade to the next. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Lawrence has the best-tasting tap water in Kansas. At least that's what the Kansas section of the American Water Works Association and the Kansas Water Environment Association say. They've named the water that comes from Clinton Lake the best in the state. The Lawrence Journal World reports it's a huge achievement for the Lawrence Municipal Services and Operations Department. In 2021, the city had to treat the water multiple times to get rid of an unpleasant taste and odor caused by algae. For the first time since 2014, the Kansas City Chiefs are off to an 0-2 start on the season. That after a 20-17 loss to the Philadelphia Eagles yesterday. Greg Eklund has more.
In 2014, Alex Smith.
So that when we step on that field this next time, we can find a way to win in those big moments like we have it this first 2 weeks.
When the Chiefs were on the verge of scoring, Mahomes was intercepted early in the fourth quarter. The Eagles then marched downfield for a touchdown that put the game out of reach. I'm Greg Eklund.
Weather forecast for today, mostly sunny, but with a 20% chance of showers, mainly after 3 p.m. High temperatures today near 92. Tonight, mostly clear, 20% chance of showers. Lows overnight around 66. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 20% chance of showers. Highs tomorrow near 91 degrees. The time is 8:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR.
This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Coming up in about 10 minutes on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Afternoon Show from noon to 3 today on KPR, some English works, a waltz by Elgar and the Vaughan Williams Concerto Grosso. That'll be a good start to the noon hour. Also enjoy a beautiful Schumann fantasy, a stirring orchestral suite from Massenet, and much more. Packed show on classical music from noon to 3 today. If you're listening to KPR2, stay tuned for BBC News throughout the day. Latest forecast from the National Weather Service says we will see mostly sunny skies later this afternoon with high temperatures near 92. There is a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 3 p.m. today. Tonight mostly clear, but with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows overnight around 66. Tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly sunny, but with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs tomorrow near 91. Looking ahead to midweek, Wednesday, partly sunny, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. A little cooler, though, highs on Wednesday, around 87 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy skies, 70 degrees. Topeka, cloudy, 69. Manhattan, mostly cloudy, and 68. It's 8:21.
Support for NPR comes from this.
Riches. Mary Ann basically left with a plastic bag under her arm. Very little money.
I'm Mary Louise Kelly. We take you to the Isle of Lewis, home to President Trump's mom, on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins today at 3, right here on KPR. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, cloudy this morning, becoming mostly sunny this afternoon. High temperatures near 92 degrees. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms later in the day. It's 8:30.
To Doha. On Truth Social this morning, President Trump suggests the U.S. has reached agreement with China on the future of TikTok. The mayor of Memphis, Tennessee, says he has a lot of questions about President Trump's plan to deploy National Guard troops to his city to combat crime. Mayor Paul Young adds,
I want to be clear, I did not ask for the National Guard, and I don't think it's the way to drive down crime.
The mayor was speaking to WATN. This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The city of Overland Park says it won't change its DEI policies even after accepting a federal grant that requires it to do so. The Sentinel reports the city recently accepted a $500,000 grant from the Department of Transportation to enhance the city's walkability and bikeability. However, as is the case with most grants from the Trump administration, it requires the city to end all diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. But Overland Park City Manager Lori Curtis Luther told the Sentinel there will be no change to the city's DEI programs. Kansas farmers are hurting after China's retaliatory tariffs on the United States closed the biggest market for the state's biggest crop. Kaylin Moore reports.
Kansas is the king of sorghum, producing more bushels of the drought-resistant grain than any other state. Farmers say because of the rain, their crops look better than they have in years. But now there are not many buyers. China accounts for 90% of sorghum exports. In response to the U.S. tariffs, China has made Brazil and Australia as its new sorghum sources. Amy France, Scott City farmer and chair of the National Sorghum Producers, says this has farmers' attention.
We've been building those relationships with China for over 15 years. When we hear that, our ears perk and we hone in on that.
In 2022, the price of sorghum was over $6 per bushel. Today, it's under $3. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
Schools across Kansas have started receiving the results of state tests that were administered to students last spring. State officials also released new charts that will help schools compare scores from this year's test to the 2024 tests at each subject and grade level. Matt Copeland is a data analyst with the University of Kansas Center that helped develop the new tests. He says the concordance tables will help districts continue to measure progress after the redesign.
It really is going to help educators and stakeholders around the state to be able to make some rough comparisons between the old assessment and the new assessment.
State education officials had previously warned that a year-to-year comparison would not be possible. Forecast for today, some clouds this morning, mostly sunny this afternoon with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs near 92.
Support for NPR comes from
Sam is with our partner KFF Health News. This is NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Still ahead on Morning Edition, social media influencers claim that using lotion with magnesium promotes sleep. But experts say maybe not. We'll hear more in about 12 minutes. Yes, Kansas City lost to Philadelphia in football yesterday, but we did beat Philadelphia in baseball. Royals beat the Phillies yesterday 10-3. Royals are off today back home to open a three-game series against the Mariners tomorrow night. Weather forecast for today, some morning clouds, otherwise mostly sunny, but with a 20% chance we could see some showers and thunderstorms, especially after 3 p.m. High temperatures today near 92. Tonight, mostly clear with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, lows around 66. Tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly sunny, but again a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow near 91. In Lawrence at the moment, cloudy skies, 70 degrees. Topeka, cloudy, 70. Manhattan, mostly cloudy and 69. It's 8:44.
Every day, NPR goes straight to the news source, whether we're tapping the knowledge of NPR network colleagues.
Joe Shaneman is host of Nevada.
Support for KPR comes from KJHK, hosting their fall membership drive September 17th through September 21st. Information on how to support KJHK is available at kjhk.org.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. We come to you from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown. Today, listen for Appalachia. Not Appalachian Spring, but Appalachia, an American rhapsody by the British composer Frederick Delius. He wrote it over 100 years ago when he was teaching violin in Danville, Virginia. Also this morning, a double mandolin concerto and a Mozart symphony. Packed show for you on the Classical Morning Show. If you're listening to KPR2 coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu.
Weather forecast for today. Still some clouds out there. National Weather Service says it should become mostly sunny with a high temperature this afternoon, near 92 degrees. There is a 20% chance of showers this afternoon, especially after 3 o'clock. Tonight, mostly clear, but with a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows overnight around 66. Tomorrow, Tuesday, mostly sunny. Again, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow near 91. Looking ahead to Wednesday, partly sunny, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms. A little cooler. Highs on Wednesday around 87. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy sky 72. Topeka, cloudy 71. Manhattan, mostly cloudy and 71. Junction City, mostly sunny and 71. It's 9 minutes before 9.
There are approved treatments for restless leg syndrome, including some taken orally, which doctors say is generally a much more efficient way to receive medication. Nicholas Theodosakis is a dermatologist at Harvard.
The problem with this is the skin is a barrier, not a sponge.
There are a few kinds of substances that are well suited to absorption through the skin, he says. There's no evidence that magnesium is one of those. Theodosakis says that the benefits of magnesium lotion are likely from its moisturizing components.
Anything that comes in like a cream base or an ointment base is just automatically going to be good for the skin.
Theodosakis says as a dermatologist, he sees a lot of these kinds of trends. Skin, he says, is a popular target for health fads.
I think it's just, you know, the nature of skin. It's visible. It's highly linked to, you know, emotional well-being and psychology and culture. And you also just have quite a lot of it.
He agrees magnesium lotion probably won't hurt you, except possibly, he says, in the pocketbook. Katie Riddle, NPR News.
Support for NPR health coverage comes from AG1, introducing AGZ, a nightly drink designed to support the body's natural sleep cycle with herbs, adaptogens, and minerals. More at drinkagz.com.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm A. Martinez.
Support for KPR comes from Ashley Davis, announcing the release of her new album, Songs I Was Raised On, featuring 18 covers of 1960s and 70s folk classics. Saturday, September 27th, 7 p.m. at Liberty Hall. Tickets at libertyhall.net.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. or ask your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Thank you so much for joining us for Morning Edition on this Monday morning. Do keep listening. The Classical Morning Show with Cordelia Brown is coming right up after the news from NPR. On KPR2, it's the BBC News Hour. Clouds should give way to mostly sunny skies today. High temperatures this afternoon, pretty warm, near 92. Also a 20% chance of showers this afternoon, especially after 3 p.m. Right now in Lawrence, cloudy 72. Topeka, cloudy 71. Junction City's mostly sunny and 71. It's a minute after 9.
Live from NPR.